Hi, this is Bob, and today I've interviewed with Storm Hunter. Storm Hunter has released Best Before Death, with great power metal tracks that will leave you wanting more. And here is my interview with Storm Hunter.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great. I'm in a hospital right now. I'm trying to find a place for me to get a good area to speak with you. Give me just one moment.
Yes, okay.
Okay, I think I got a quiet area here. I wanted to thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
Oh, yes, sure. Thank you for your interest in Storm Hunter. So I hope my English is not so bad. I'm not used to speak English freely. So let's see how it will happen.
I wanted to ask about the creating process for Best Before Death. How long did it take to put the material together?
Oh, it's difficult to say because it was quite a long time for the album, and COVID and such things. So normally I create the demos and afterwards I give it to our drummer to do the drums for it, and we play the songs and arrange them. So it's really difficult to say. We have some songs that we create in 1 week, and others take a year to get finished, just because we have some basic riffs, but the last spark, misses to give the song the right direction. So it's difficult to say. It can be all between 1 day and a year. And
I wonder, as far as that process, I wanted to ask you about the song Empty Shell. It's one of my favorite tracks on the album.
Okay. I had the beginning riff since a year or two, maybe, and didn't know how to use it. And one day I had another riff and found out, okay, it fits. And so we started working on it. What do you want to know exactly? I'm not sure.
It's one of my favorite tracks on the album. I wanted to know, is it one of the ones that took time earlier?
Sure, if I think I have problems with the audio. I hear you, but I have difficult to understand exactly. So,
what I was asking was the song Empty Shell, was it one of the tracks that took you a longer period of time to get together?
Actually not. It was a fast one. Once, as I said, the beginning riff, the melody was present as an idea for a longer time. But once I had the other idea for the verse, and it was very rapid to finish the song. So. Maybe
another one of my favorites is the Reaper. I love the riff in that track.
Okay. Actually, the Reaper was one song that we said, okay, let's record the drums and wait if we have some ideas to finish it. And if we put it on the album or not, because initially the chorus was not a core, it was faster, and it didn't feel right. And so we said, okay, let's work it out and wait. Maybe we'll have an idea. And just before going into the studio, we changed the chorus to this more epic style, and it was a good decision, I think.
I wanted to also ask you, could you speak on the album artwork and the artist that was involved?
Oh yes, of course. The album artwork was made by Timon Kockert, who already did the artwork for our EP Ready for Boarding. I had seen some designs from him on shirts or festival posters, I think, and I liked it. And since we were happy with the result of the Ready for Boarding artwork, we asked him again. I had this idea of the tarot cards, and we wanted the cover to reflect the song lyrics or the themes of the album. And he had some ideas too. And we worked on it together from the first sketches, and we are really happy with the cover. It's a darker cover than on the Ready for Boarding or an Eye for an Eye release, and it fits the atmosphere very well of the themes, and since it revolves around death, transience, and such things.
I also wanted to ask you, what's the next step for the band? Will the band take to the road?
Well, we have some gigs confirmed right now, but since we have all regular jobs, and music is more a hobby for us, so we need to take time or balance our time between family, work, and music. So we cannot make any long-term plans, but for now we want to play live, of course, and promote the album. And afterwards, I think we will start writing songs for the next release.
Right. And I wanted to ask you as well, if you could tell me, what is the best way to get merchandising a physical copy of the album?
The best way
Yes.
to get merchandise,
Yes, and a physical
to
copy.
buy you want me if you want to buy something from us, or
Yes.
okay, yeah, we have a Bandcamp page, but the where you can get the CDs and LP, for example, but the shipping rates are very, very high to the US. It's 3 times the value of the item. So it's difficult for us to sell merch abroad, because the wages are very, very high. For t-shirts, we don't have a stock of printed shirts, but there is a shop on Seedshirt where with shirts on demand. But I don't know if it's reachable from the US or if they deliver to the US. It's all on our homepage. The links are on our homepage.
Okay,
so
great.
Or just write us an email. It's always an option. But just write us an email and we will respond.
And lastly, I wanted to ask you, if you could give any message to your fans, what would that message be?
Have fun, support the bands that you love by buying their stuff, since streaming is not suited at all to get enough money to make releases or going on the road. So the best way to support the bands is always to buy physical merch and go to their gigs. So not just for us, for all bands you love.
Well, I wanted to thank you for creating that. Reached me from top to bottom. I enjoyed it from beginning to end. It's one of the best albums I've heard this year.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy that you like it. Of course, we're always happy when people like our music, and that shows that our work is not for reaches someone. So, of course, in the first step, we make it for us as a band because we have these ideas and want to create it, but in the second step, it's yes, we're happy if our fans like what we do. And since this time it's a very personal album, other than the previous ones.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you again for the album and taking time to speak with me today. And I hope you have a great rest of your day, my friend.
Okay. Thank you, and have a great day, too. So,
you as well. Cheers.
Okay. Bye.
I'd like to thank you for listening to today's podcast. You can sponsor the podcast. Just click that button and you can be a member of the family. And remember, come see me for a fix.